The leaps we have made in technology in recent years is amazing. With what we have made, we have learned a lot more than we knew 30 years ago. However, the way some kids are using it makes it hard for the kids who follow the rules. But still, some kids use them to help them work. Clearly, this is not an easy topic to pick sides on. So I decided to get as close to a middle ground as possible. One major issue we have with technology is that it distracts kids. But if you think about it, isn't it obvious that a kid is playing a game on their iPod? Although I think teachers should, even though kids play games, I think teachers should incorporate the use of technology in their classes, or, well, just the option. Kids can use it as a calculator, they can look something up on the internet they don't know, and much more. And I think that if they've been working hard, give them 10 minutes at the end of class to play a game if they've earned it. That sounds like some good inspiration. If you were to ask a kid, he'd probably tell you to allow iPods all class. No matter how good a kid is, they should not be trusted to not play on an Apple device for 7 hours. Any sane person knows kids should not be trusted, unless it's me. Only trust adults. Not to mention, this would be unfair to the kids who don't have an iPod. Clearly, iPods shouldn't be allowed all day. Also, a lot of people think iPods should be banned and never allowed in school. But kids would hate that. Children think regular school is boring. Schoolwork is boring. So unless you put explosions in your lesson plan, or all the teachers get replaced with, like, velociraptors, technology is probably the best way to go. Not to mention, if things are boring, kids will probably zone out and not really care and not pay attention. In conclusion, iPods should be limited but not banned. You can't go all out one way or it won't end well. Clearly, my ideas for middle ground are a good way to go.